Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is 2:09. And I said this yesterday, but it was funny then. Maybe it'll still be funny today. Speaking for old people everywhere, I'm cold. Joining us right now on WBEN, we have meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, what's going on?
Oh, that's good. I've heard that said to me a few times in the last couple of days.
Oh, I can well imagine you have. Basically, once again, this is getting to be a bit of a repetitive statement, but it is the tale of two weathers once again.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it's the slopes are loving this. This is the old school lake effect. It's the northwest wind that favors the hills of southern Erie County all the way down into Chautauqua and Cattaraugus and pretty much leaves the city alone.
And what kind of snowfall have we seen south of the city and where?
Looks like the latest numbers are in, and we're well over a foot in a number of locations. Mayville, Casadega is another one, Little Valley, Cattaraugus, Ishaway, Ellicottville is up there, and that's just the Mother Nature made stuff. Man-made stuff is even better. They're sending their snow guns full force, recovering what they lost in the rain at the end of the year.
And is this good skiing snow?
Absolutely. With the temperatures where it is, this is not that sloppy, wet slush that came down as we transitioned from New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. But this is the more of the denser flakes that are just kind of good for skiing. Still good enough to pack snow. It's not the dusty snow, but it's getting there.
And the one thing that is in common, I think, ubiquitous in Western New York is the cold temperatures, which are being exacerbated by a bit of a wind. Can you explain?
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, its temperatures today are between 25 and 30 degrees, depending upon your location near the lake shore or inland. The hills are colder. And when you throw in it's not even a big breeze today, but having just been outside, the air is stirring, and it's enough that it makes it feel about 5 to 10 degrees colder. So that drops it into the low 20s and upper teens, depending upon where you're standing.
Well, despite what the internet ads say, it's a good time to dress in layers because some of us are kids at heart. We're talking with meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is now 12 minutes after 2 o'clock. So is the North Towns, will the North Towns see any measurable snowfall as a result of this so far old school lake effect snow?
Yeah, we're going to open up the window for the North Towns tonight and Saturday, and it's not going to be off of Lake Erie. It's not coming off of Ontario, but it's a Lake Huron band that looks like it's going to extend right across southern Ontario, and it will clip portions of northern Erie County, Niagara County, and then Orleans County, and it looks like several inches of snow there. This is very tough to predict, though, as far as the location, because it wobbles a little bit. It's a long distance stretch from Lake Huron, and it's a very narrow band. So unlike the southwesterly winds that swallow up 5-10 communities all the way from Dunkirk to Chickawaga, this is going to be something that is extremely narrow and will move, you know, 5 miles south, 5 miles north, and it'll spread some snow around in the North Towns, and that'll happen tonight and for a good chunk of the day on Saturday. So several inches of snow for the North Towns, and it'll be a wintry feel to the day. And Tom, tomorrow, doesn't matter where you are, whether it's snowing or not, the wind, 20 miles an hour, gusting to 40 with temperatures in the 20s. It is going to be a very raw day across western New York on Saturday and a very wintry day. Even if the snow isn't falling heavily, it's going to be blowing sideways. So the North Towns will probably have their most wintry day they've had in a while.
How long is this cold weather going to last? I realize it is early January and it is western New York and it does tend to get cold and snowy.
Yeah, it is something where this is a big change. We went through December, and December ended up being colder than normal. One of the colder Decembers, despite the warm finish that we've had in a bunch of years. Now, this cold that began coincidentally at the start of 2025 is going to last for weeks. This is going to, January will be marked by how long and perpetually below 32 the temperatures remain. I'm looking all the way out to the 18th, and there's absolutely no reprieve. Once we're in the 20s, it's going to stay there for a long time. There's a storm system that's going to miss us to the south. And I guess if there's one good thing about being stuck in the center of this cold is that the periphery, the battle zone for the large-scale storms, drops to the south of us. And it's going to spread ice and snow through Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Carolinas. And we'll stay cold and we'll have our lake effect. But the edge of that one stays to the south of western New York.
Well, the temperature is one thing, but what's getting to a lot of people is the humidity. It's just horrible out there, you know. No, you're not buying that? Okay. Meteorologist that. Andy Parker is with us. So you're not seeing any respite, at least looking through the middle of January?
Yeah, and that's about as far out as some of the extended models that you have any reliability. But they're all saying the same thing. Cold and staying cold and going to keep the lake snows going until we ice up the lake a little bit. I looked at Chautauqua Lake, and that's starting to get slushy on the surface down there. But Lake Erie, still close to 40 degrees, although this type of weather will serve to drop that number down, and we'll start to see. I think that we will have ice on the edges. It'll get a little crusty within the next 2 weeks on Lake Erie, and then that will send it on its way to getting frozen, maybe by a good chunk of it by the end of January.
Well, certainly this is not good news for the alligator off of Erie, PA, that was spotted earlier in the summer, allegedly.
He's gonna have to migrate that one, maybe down the Ohio River or something. But a good news for who loves this? Well, skiers, number one, and then also people who own snowmobiles who've retained them and didn't sell them off during the months or the winters where it wasn't so nice. This is going to be a great January for them. That just got underway full force. They were setting up the trails. Now they just need the snow, and it's falling in a lot of locations. So this is going to be an incredible year to sled western New York locally and not have to take your sled up to Watertown or even southern Ontario. And then ice fishermen, I think they'll be doing some work, because we talk about the open waters of the lake, and the deeper sections stay open, but the protected sections will begin to ice up quicker in the shallows. So we will see. What you need is around 4 to 6 inches of ice for some of those guys to go out and set up shop and, you know, try their luck through the ice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people have all kinds of hobbies, all kinds of pastimes. Ice fishing is one that's obviously big around here for obvious reasons. So you kind of caught my attention, and maybe the attention of some people listening, when you talked about the Lake Huron lake effect. How common is that in western New York? Because typically, because of our proximity and the prevailing winds, our lake effect tends to come from Lake Erie. And here you are throwing in another one of the inland seas at us.
That's right. Yeah, we're adding that one in. It does happen occasionally. It takes the right amount of, you have to have an exceptionally narrow wind direction. There's not a lot of room for error. So you get a southwesterly wind, and the wind can bend for a number of degrees, and it can come from due south or even west-southwest, and Lake Erie will throw snow. But to get something that extends off of Lake Huron, which is a significant shot across southern Ontario, you've got to navigate across London, and then it clips the end of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, but it shoots that gap. Unusually hard wind direction to create. And then you have to, in addition to that, have the moisture that's being pulled across with a cold air and then open waters of the lake. So it's a small window for that to happen, but it does. And this is one of those situations where all of that lines up.
And that Lake Huron snowband is going to hit us, starting tomorrow, you said?
Yeah, looking at it right now, it's even tonight, actually. We'll start to see that connection become prevalent in the North Towns. I'm looking at Grand Island by Saturday morning, and then portions of central Niagara County, Orleans County, because what will happen is that will begin to move and jog a little bit. And as it does, it'll pick up some moisture off Ontario and deposit that between Lockport and Rochester. So several inches of snow there, but it will be blowing sideways through the North Towns through a good chunk of Saturday morning into Saturday afternoon. So if the North Towns have been kind of lamenting a little bit, you know, where's my snow? Here it comes on Saturday.
Yeah, well, good for those people. And it's going to be coming sideways because of the wind. How nice. Now, I was also thinking, too, we might have some people who maybe stayed a little bit after the first of the year to see family and friends in Western New York. This weekend, do you see any travel issues taking place possibly at the airport?
Our airport doesn't look like a problem. As we look a little further back to the west, it's a, will this system clip Chicago? Because, you know, there's a lot of exchanges through Chicago. That looks good. The East Coast looks good. The storm that's going to mess people up is going to be the ones that are trying to get to Florida. And I just helped someone out with this. They were going to leave, you know, Sunday and stop and go halfway and then take the other half. And if you're going to Florida, you've got to get through the storm that's cutting across Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, North Carolina. That's going to be an ice and snow event that begins, it looks like Sunday evening over the, maybe even Sunday morning over the Midwest. And then it arrives here in the east, the Virginias, by Sunday night. And then Monday will be a kind of a mess going south. So anybody that's traveling that direction, you're trying to go south, is going to run into that, and that'll slow people down because there was switchbacks through the Virginias on that route are not fun at all, especially in that type of weather.
Oh, it's always great fun driving in snowy, icy conditions in the mountains of West Virginia. That's a great deal of fun. Hey, that's a laugh a minute right there. Now
no guardrail, so it's it's, you know.
Yeah, it's not exactly my favorite place to be in the middle of ice and snow, but hopefully that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Now, for those people who are from, let's say, New York City, Long Island, Albany, they came to Buffalo to visit. They plan on getting out of Dodge this weekend. Anything they must dodge to get out of Dodge?
Not in New York City. I think this is going to clip them with some light snow Monday and Monday night, but not a big deal. D.C. is probably going to be more impacted than this, Philly, so down that direction. But for New York City, they may have some snowflakes, and that won't occur until after the weekend. It looks like the Bills game is going to go off without a hitch up there. That'll miss the storm misses them to the south, and it will be cold, so they'll finish out the season that way. And then the lake effect just kind of keeps coming, and that's the thing watching this. It's this cold continues to roll through, so we'll have these fingers of lake effect kind of meandering through Western New York as we move through the 11th, the 12th, and the next storm of any significance doesn't arrive until almost the following weekend, maybe Saturday, Sunday of the next weekend, and that one does look like it could bring some area-wide snow, but it's a week away, and we'll be tired of watching the flakes fly from lake effect by then, I'm sure.
I guess you could say that. Andy Parker is with us, meteorologist on News Radio 930 WBEN, where WBEN Arthur Pressman traffic attorney news time is 2:22. And do you see any situation likely to set up where we have the never-ending lake effect oscillation off of Lake Erie?
You know, this one, the South Towns were the ones that the biggest thing that I'm hearing is where's the snow? When are we getting hit? And, you know, they got 2 to 4 inches of snow in a lot of the South Towns. And I think after getting 2 to 4 feet of snow, it was very, I don't know, just 2 to 4 inches didn't seem like anything, you know, even though that was what was predicted for the South Town. They were expecting, you know, once you get hit by 2 to 4 feet, 2 to 4 inches, it seems like nothing, insignificant. And that's, I think, you know, kind of what we've been, what the mood was, is that this snow for a lot of locations that were hit really hard early in the season, this has been a pretty easy go of it. And it's the hills, once you go south of Chestnut Ridge and get down to Holland, Springville, Colden, Collins, Lawton's, into northern sections of Cattaraugus and Chautauqua County. Those are the folks that are now, you know, they're under a foot or more of snow, and they're going to do another 6 to 8 today. And then it looks like they might get a little bit of a reprieve over the weekend, but it'll fire up again. And by the time we're done with January, the snow totals in ski country will certainly outweigh the snow that's been shoveled in Buffalo and some of the north and south towns this time.
And the Lake Huron Lake Effect Band that is going to hit late tonight into tomorrow, is that going to be a long-term thing, or is that going to be here and gone?
It looks like about a 12 to 14-hour existence that develops at some point through the overnight and then will dissipate later in the day on Saturday. So it will meander, and if you're moving around portions of Niagara and northern Erie County, Orleans, and even Genesee, it's not going to be a debilitating snowband, but you're going to have to deal with wintry conditions along with the winds. If it wasn't the wind, I would say this would be a, you know, not as big of a deal, but if you're going to be driving, visibilities, the road changes, conditions will be changing pretty rapidly. Temperatures will be in the mid-20s. It'll just be a very raw day that the north towns will have to deal with the sideways snow for at least a morning and into the afternoon.
Wow. You're just a ray of sunshine today, just looking ahead to the next 2 weeks of really cold temperatures.
Haven't seen many of those sun rays, and it looks like it's going to remain rather cloudy for the next few as well. I don't know if you recall last January, we all suffered a deficiency of vitamin D because it was the cloudiest month, I believe, that we ever had on record. So that was a year ago, January, and I don't think we're headed that direction, but this is going to be one of the coldest Januaries that we've had in quite some time.
Yeah, and by Buffalo standards, for it to be the cloudiest month, that really says something. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, Andy, but you fit in most people's pockets and relatively easily into overhead storage on airplanes.
I do, yeah. You can put me in the palm of your hand, as a matter of fact, and it's easy to do. Just text me if you have a question. If you text the word weather, just W-E-A-T-H-E-R, to 503-ANDY, that's 503-2639. Put it in your phone just like you have your friends and relatives, and you know, you text the word weather, you'll get a forecast back real quick, something simple. But if you have a question that you need an answer to, you want to know a little more, all you have to do is text me and we'll get back to you right away with an answer.
Well, Andy, thank you very much for your time. We'll look for you online, and you know, keep spreading the word, baby. Keep spreading the word.
You got it, Tom. Have a great one. Bye.
You bet. Andy Parker, meteorologist, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. WBEN, Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:26.